Todd Lumsden, the Albion Rovers manager, joins me before today's game. Todd, obviously started off with the defeat last week, but you certainly weren't dispirited with the level of performance.
No, I think the way the team set up, we worked really hard against Morton and put a lot of effort into stopping them play. We just need to show maybe a little bit more belief going forward, and hopefully we'll see that today.
Chances created, did you create enough last week, or is that something you're looking to improve on for today?
We created with what we looked on, how we maybe caused them threats. We got a chance through Jason Crooks, good shot, good save. But I think in the second half, when they got the confidence up and obviously went down to 10 men, chances were at a premium, but we need to just a little bit more composure and maybe play the right pass.
Is it 4-4-2 today?
Yeah, 4-4-2 today. Howarth and Crooks up front, just a conventional 4-4-2.
Obviously you've put Gordon Dick in alongside Peter Innocen, central midfield. Tony Stevenson starts a four-match ban today. First of all, how disappointing is it that Tony's going to be sitting out four games? And secondly, what will Gordon Dick and Peter Innocen offer you in central midfield?
It is disappointing. We spoke about the disciplinary issue before the game, and it's more, we don't want to pick up bookings and silly suspensions for petulance. If you get booked for a tackle, fair enough. You got sent off for a tackle, that's by the by, whether it was or wasn't. Personally, I don't think it was. So that's unfortunate, because Tony's a good player. But Gordon will come in alongside Peter. His range of passing that he's shown in the pre-season games is why we opted for him. Because hopefully we can get him on the ball and he'll be the person that will play the passes to get us in behind.
Yusuf, just finally, you played a First Division side last week, you're playing a First Division side this week. It's obviously a very difficult start to the season for you, but how much more of a measure will you get from your team today than against a full-time team last week?
It will be a tough test. Hopefully we'll get a good measure. They have added some good players, so they will be not a bad outfit, hopefully, in the First Division for Alan. Hopefully they'll do well. But if we can compete today, I'm expecting us to hopefully put in a good performance, and you never know, we might even sneak a result. I think what we need to look at is we've got a lot of young boys playing. I think the age profile of our team is 22, 23 maybe, so a lot of young lads, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds that need time to bed in, so two really tough games.
Thanks for your time, Todd.
No problem.